It can be hard to love yourself in a world that's telling you not to.
Magazine covers say, look a decade younger, lose the five, fix the flab. This is what our average magazine stand looks like. And it's working. We spend more on beauty than on education.
But we are here to say, screw that. You are perfect and it's not up for negotiation.
We're Lauren McCauley and Jenna Free, intuitive eating counselors and body love coaches from thebodylovesociety.com.
This is How to Love Your Body. On this podcast, you will hear about ditching the diet, loving your body, finding your happy, and living a life of freedom. Hello and welcome to How to Love Your Body. On today's episode, we are going to be doing a quick coaching episode on setting boundaries with family when it comes to diet culture and body comments. And we definitely want to address it at this time because the holidays are already upon us. They are approaching, and we know that's when there's a lot of these need for setting boundaries with family. So we get that it may be super challenging for you over the holidays as you may be seeing family more than usual. And if you have someone or multiple people in your family who are deep in diet culture, or maybe they like to comment on your body specifically or other people's bodies, this would be tough as an undieter because that's not something that we do anymore. So there are literally, possibly, we don't want to put this into your world, but possibly there are triggers everywhere when you are going to family events or friends or whoever you're with during the holidays. This usually comes up for a lot of undieters. So what can you do about this?
Absolutely. So the first thing you can do is prepare ahead of time. I love this one because it sets things up before you have to see people face to face, which can be an awkward situation. So if there is someone specific you're thinking of, let's say it's your mom, that can often be a trigger point for many of us. You may have done this a million times, but let them know beforehand that you don't want any diet talk or comments from them. This might be in a friendly text while you're chatting with them about what you're going to do for Christmas, or just a little reminder in an email. It doesn't have to be anything too serious. But just so they're aware, like, hey, I'm not into this. I don't want to hear about this. Like, that is something that's important to me. So, like, just so you know. So, and of course, validate. You got to have your opinion. You do your own thing, because this is never about preaching or saying someone else shouldn't do what they're doing. But when they're around you, it's okay to set the boundary of, I don't want to hear about it or talk about it, especially directly to me. So of course, whoever you're thinking of, your mom, your cousin, whoever it is you think might be a bit of a problem, they can choose to not honor that request and still say things. And they might even accidentally, because diet culture is so ingrained in us, that people will say things that they don't even realize is diety, or they don't even realize is critical of your body, or they don't even realize they're commenting on what you're eating. So it's okay to give them some reminders if you feel like, oh, she forgot. But the point is, setting that boundary is your role. That's what you get to do. And if they break those boundaries and continue to do so, even with your reminders, that's information to you that, okay, she's always going to bring it up. It doesn't seem to matter what I do or what I say or how many times I remind her. So then you have that information. You can be around her as much as you choose or as little as you choose, and you know what to expect from that person. And I think that's important to just know what's real instead of, oh, my mom shouldn't say this or shouldn't say that. Well, she does, and she doesn't seem to take the hint when you try to remind her. So now you get to choose how to interact with that after you've set that boundary. But if you never set the boundary, it's kind of on you because people can't read your mind, especially if you've been a dieter in the past and you've always talked about food and people's bodies and your body and weight and, oh, I shouldn't be eating this. Of course, they're not going to know you just magically don't want to talk about it anymore. So be brave and do it ahead of time so you feel confident going into the situation. To set that boundary. That is the number one step. And that's your responsibility. No one else can do it for you.
Yeah, totally.
So another thing that you can do with setting boundaries is to leave the room. So if there is any diet talk around you, like family's talking about the food or weight gain or about other people's weight or anything that you don't like, you know, about dieting, maybe about working out, you are more than allowed to simply get up and leave the room. Like, you are not chained there. You don't have to stay. You do not need to be exposed to that if that's not something you want to be exposed to. And it also is really like non-combative. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to announce, I am leaving the room because what you were talking about is ridiculous and yada yada. It's just, you are simply getting up and leaving the room. You don't like what you hear and you have the free will to get up and leave. That's amazing. And that's an absolute boundary that you can set. And because, you know, I think somebody did say to us, like, I really don't like when I hear people talk about this, or, you know, even if it's not to me directly, they'll say something like, you know, about themselves, or they'll shame their own bodies, and maybe they're joking about it, but they're like, it really bothers me. And they don't have to go jump in and say, hey, don't talk like that, or I don't like that you said that, or can we not talk about this? You simply can just say, not the right conversation for me. I'm just going to like not say anything, not give energy to it, and leave the room. And you absolutely get to do that. So that's another way you can set a boundary while you're at all these holiday parties or family events. And you can obviously use these at all times of your life. But since we're just assuming this is going to be a challenge for some people who are going into certain family events as in the next week or two, holidays are coming up.
Absolutely. And I do think that's such a good one, just because it's about protecting yourself. It's not about saying they're wrong or they're bad or how horrible. And I like that you said it was non-combative. Like, you're not running off in a huff. You're just literally like, okay, this is not suitable for me. Bye. And carrying on and going and chatting with someone elsewhere. And that can be really gentle and just protective of yourself, which is cool. Mm-hmm. So the next one is to be direct with your words, which human beings are so not.
Yeah, this is a hard one.
Oh my gosh. When we are, especially when we're asking for something for ourselves or setting a boundary, we can beat around the bush and be so like nicey-nicey. Mm-hmm. And of course, being considerate and kind is wonderful, but being nice just to spare someone's feelings when it's hurting you doesn't help anyone. So if someone says something directly to you about your body, about your food choices, about anything that doesn't feel appropriate to you, you can simply say, like, that's not something I want to talk about. Please don't comment on my body. Please keep your opinions about what I'm eating to yourself. Like, I'm just eating, like, let me eat in peace. You can actually tell people respectfully what you are okay with and what you're not okay with. And you can just make that line, make it succinct, make it clear. Don't beat around the bush. And it doesn't have to be forceful or shaming them or making them feel guilty about it. It's just information of, I don't want to be told this, and I'm okay with us talking about this. And it can be a challenge. It's going to be uncomfortable. And self-care is not like bubble baths and face masks. It's like uncomfortable things where you're standing up for yourself. So this is your right to show people what you're okay with, what you're not. They have the same ability to set those boundaries as well. So be respectful and be direct. And that way you can get things done. If you beat around the bush, there's miscommunication, people don't quite understand, and then you have to keep doing it because you're not clear. So just be direct mm-hmm. as possible, while also letting them know it's about you, not about them. It's that you don't want to be talking about this, not that they're wrong. And I think always making, whenever you're setting boundaries with people or informing them of what you accept and don't accept, is making sure it is about you and not about them. Because this is about protection for yourself and self-care, but for you, not to try to change the people around you. Because we have learned in our work, when mm-hmm. people don't want to hear it or are not ready to hear it, it falls on deaf ears anyways. So you may as well really just work on your own thing, and you modeling that for people and be like, oh wow, she doesn't talk about dieting. That's so interesting. They may have never heard of someone who doesn't want to talk about weight loss all the time, because it's mm-hmm. so pervasive in our culture. So just remember, it's always about you, protecting your space, protecting your beliefs, and leaving everyone else to do their own thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they can do it to you too. So we all have the free will to set our own boundaries. So be strong and protect yourself. And this will lead us into our last thing that you can do to take on to create a boundary for you is to create a protective shield. And this is kind of like more of like a slight meditation visualization. And this is like a little bit more woo. But it's important because you can actually visualize things that protect you. So what do you feel will protect your energy most? So that's just a question for you, because I'm going to give you an example of what you can do, but this is a lot about protecting your own self and protecting your energy. So maybe just think on that. Like, what do you feel will protect you as you go into a room of people who may trigger you or say comments that are inappropriate or bring up diet culture? Like, how do you want to protect yourself going into this environment? So what we want to share with you is to have this little meditation visual. So imagine walking into the holiday parties with a protective bubble around you, and really get specific. Like, what color is this bubble? And it could be like, you know, transparent so you can see through it. Like, it's just like this protective layer. It could be a bright white light that's protecting you. It could be purple. It could be green, but just know, just whatever you're visualizing, what color, imagine it surrounding you, like all this bubble around your body. So imagine it keeping all the negative energy out and keeping all your positive energy in, so your energy is not being sucked. So you can allow what passes through the bubble and what doesn't, because maybe you are having great conversation. This is not to like keep all people out and nobody can talk to you and you're just going to go sit in the corner and sit in your bubble. It's you can allow what you want in that feels good, and this bubble can keep out what you don't want. So yes, it's a visual, but it's a powerful one to protect yourself from unwanted, yucky energy. That is for sure. So hold on to this visual and think of it before the event and during. So a few days before, or whenever, you can start now, whatever you want to do. It's just like get in this visualization of your bubble, this protective bubble. So probably the easiest thing to do, you can do it whenever you want, is when you are going to bed. Just close your eyes, visualize the bubble and how it will keep you safe. Just imagine it around you. You're protective. Think of this color. Think of nothing getting in. Think of how you're not, you know, allowing what in that feels good, keeping out what doesn't feel good. So just see it. Just have it in your brain. Visualize, take some deep breaths and really have this bubble surrounding you, and watch all the negative comments bounce off the bubble. So if you see something coming in that's diet talk or anything, and you could use this for all comments, because I'm sure there's a lot of other things that, you know, you go to family events, they start talking about politics, they start talking about religion. It's just not a good idea. So just like have all of that bounce off. And so imagine this, that all these things are bouncing off the bubble that you don't want, that don't get across that boundary that you are setting for yourself. This is absolutely a boundary. So when you are at the event, it will feel so familiar because you've done this visualization as you've been going to bed, that you feel like you actually feel that you're safe in your bubble as you go into this group of people that you're going to see. You can feel yourself protected and surrounded by your bubble. This is yours to create. So that's just a really good, I mean, like I said, it's a bit woo. So I don't know if anybody's ever done this before, but just energetically to put that out there, it makes a shift. It's a way to walk into something being prepared and being protective. So take it on. And if you're like, this one seems silly, whatever we talked about, you don't have to do anything. It's just a suggestion, because there are many other ways you can create boundaries during the holidays. This is just more of like a quick, like, what are some good things that you can really take on quickly? And if any of these feel useful to you, take it on, do it, do the visualization, be direct, do all the things that we were talking about. Whatever feels good to you, use that one and enjoy what you can during the holidays, and know that they won't last forever. Maybe this is like maybe a really challenging time. Like, of course, we want you to have a good time. We want you to feel good, but not everybody's holidays are always so amazing and wonderful. And sometimes they are, and it can be both. So enjoy what you can and just know, do the best you can with these boundaries. And soon enough, the holidays will be over and maybe you won't be around these people as much.
Yeah, absolutely. And even though you may be immersed in diet culture with family parties or friends or just bigger gatherings, hold on to the thought that you're doing all this for yourself. You've decided to leave diet culture behind and find freedom and wellness without the obsession, and that being an undieter will help you find joy and heal your relationship with food in your body. You are amazing and you are doing what you can to become an intuitive eater. So know that you're not alone, and there's so many other women out there doing this work with you. I'm not alone. I know it might seem that way at a party, and we're all navigating this together. So keep going. We got your back, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.